a cool ride to jump off of is the haunted house. I used to like go in there, and then I'd like jump off the car, and then I'd go over by the witches, and wait till the next car comes, and I put a broom up my butt, and go, poo-poo-poo.
Beavis, witches don't put brooms up their butt, they put them between their legs.
Really? I wish someone had told me that before I ruptured my sphincter. I have a splinter in my bunghole the size of a pencil.
Once win the games until he dies playing.
Playing space cowboy in some back room.
Finish the game!
No!
Kill him.
You are about to experience.
I can't play these video games.
I want to win the games until he dies playing.
I can't play these video games.
Games and more entertainment radio.
Chong. Alright. 23. We didn't make it last week. I'm sorry about that, but we just didn't flat out have much material.
Nah.
So instead of, you know, releasing an episode that we just didn't have a whole lot of stuff to talk about, it just seemed better to skip it rather than release something that just kind of was half-assed thrown together.
That's right. That's like wasting people's time.
Yeah. It would kind of been a waste of time. Just, I mean, it wasn't enough to talk about. But half of that was my fault because I was really involved with the games I was playing, and I just didn't get to spend a whole lot of time checking out news and stuff that I wanted to. But this week I was able to spend some more time and make up for last week's notes that were kind of half-assed. Put them together, and we should have a show for you now. This is episode 23. It's the day before Halloween. And it's going to get all scary now and spooky, and I'm going to have to lock my door, and I'm going to have to turn the lights off and be quiet so the kids don't come knocking for food. Give me candy that I don't have. And
I put a sign on my door saying, get away from me, kids.
Get the hell out of here.
I got no candy for it. I'm a child molester.
Sick,
that was scary.
You sick bastard. Alright. Anyway, you know what? Even though like the site was pretty much dead because I didn't make any modifications to it, I didn't really do anything, the IRC channel was still pretty busy. I mean, it was actually the busiest week I think we had in the IRC channel yet. That's on the Esper network. That's irc.esper.net. The channel's Gamer. And today it's the slowest I've ever seen it. There's like me and Svets hanging out there. That's it.
I wasn't there.
I know. I don't know where the hell else everybody is. See, this is what happens. They dropped us because we didn't do a show last week.
Yeah, they hate us now.
That's right. They have every reason to hate me, though, from the stupid...
You're so sorry. We love you a long time.
From the stupid crap I started playing. Which we'll get to shortly. In any case, the forums weren't too busy either. They never really have been that busy. There's quite a few posts on there. But I don't know. It might just not even be worth having the forums on there. Excuse yourself.
Excuse me.
There might not be that many. I mean, there's just not that many posts, so it might not be worth having the forums. And there's just not that many posts. So I don't know. I don't know.
Just leave there, you know, sometimes, you know.
Yeah, it's nice for quick communication. That's what I like it for, you know. But IRC.
Oh, yeah, have some sales stuff, you know, cool stuff on there. Can post
it. Yeah. Well, Evil Fly had a good idea. BBX's sister. Rather than have it registered, just have it so any guest can post anywhere. But then Hooks does stupid shit and posts all over the forums with a different name. You remember that? You ever seen him? He doesn't log in. He just goes to the... Yeah, he posts his guests a lot, and then he'll change his name depending on who he feels like.
Can you set up the access says guests can post on this?
Yeah, that's how it is now. Guests can't post, but the problem is it's probably stifling a lot of activity.
Right.
You know, if I just opened it up to guests... Maybe that would, you know, help along the forums. I don't know. Maybe we'll try that later on if it doesn't pick up in a little bit. I'm too lazy to work with it now. In any case, more good news for the show. Other than the simple fact that we're actually doing one today. I finally broke down and got pissed off enough at the telephone I had to go out and buy a real phone. I was able to take that one General Electric piece of shit, the worst phone I ever owned in my fucking life. $80 for a telephone that sucks. I had a $10 corded phone that I had for like 5 years. It was flawless. So anyway, I got a good phone now. So hopefully I can, you know, have people on the phone again so we can get a bunch of different people instead of just Wolf and I. Because God knows we're all sick of hearing us.
Yeah, probably.
Other than that, for the housekeeping, we got the logo contest finished, and we got a really cool logo now up for the radio show.
So a bunch of them, I really liked it.
I know they were. I know there was like four.
The Pac-Man ones were awesome.
You like the Pac-Man one?
Oh yeah, I loved it, dude.
Weird. I didn't really think that one was that cool,
dude.
Yeah, but it just didn't have the. Okay, here's the thing. It didn't have anything to do with radio.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
That's
like,
true.
I really wanted something that really.
Gamers, so people probably didn't really listen. The designers didn't really listen to our show.
I'm sure they didn't listen to the show, but I put up. I had like a requirements for the logo. You know, there was you know a list of requirements that the logo had to contain. You know, and I really liked a lot of the designs, and you had to pick one. So I think we went with a really good pick, though. I don't know.
The metallic one looks pretty good. The round one.
And like that one a lot too, but I thought that one was okay, but it looked more like something I'd have in the back of my car. Like those old stickers they got.
Right.
I don't know. But again, it didn't have like a, I don't know. The one that we went with was awesome, I thought. Because it had little radio waves coming out and it was red. I thought it was awesome. The only problem is, well, that was one of the requirements, is it was red.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was nice to see the blue one they had in there, the on-air one. That was cool. But unfortunately, I know people on the internet, they're going to try to click that. They're going to try to click on the air and get themselves to a streaming server that doesn't exist. You know how it
is. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It just,
morons.
And on top of that, it wasn't like it was cool, but it was blue. It was really neat. And I thought about going with that one and trying to make it, or at least taking a look at it as a red, but it just seemed like it would have lost its coolness being red. It was just, I don't know, it was a good damn design, though. And the one with the little character, that was cool. It had, remember the one that had like five logos and a little character?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
A triangle thing?
A triangle thing.
You got this character with triangle, got like this furry looking.
I don't know what you're fucking talking about.
Got a green, yellow thing. Look at this little characters.
On one of the logos?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Huh.
I don't know. There were some really, really, really good submissions, though, and we had to go with one, but the one we went with looks pretty good on the site. The problem is now, is that when I compress it, you know, so it doesn't, you know, it's not like some huge download for people, it gets a little blurry on the text. That's the only complaint I have, but that's probably my fault. You know, there's probably something that I could do to make it a little better. Damn.
Excuse me.
In any case, there was that. There was that logo contest, and most people didn't know about it if you didn't drop out the forums, because I don't think we ever talked about it on the show or on the front page or anything.
No, we didn't.
Yeah. It was kind of quick, too. Like, when it happened, it was, you know.
And posted up.
Yeah, it was a
link.
Birthday present kind of thing. It was really cool.
Yeah.
You know, I know it brought some people to the show, too, because, you know, I swear we had a couple more, like, extra downloads, you know, than we normally do, so that was kind of neat. And this one's a personal plea for help. Somehow, I was messing around. You know how when you're working on something and you know the hotkeys for something and you're going through stuff real quick? Like you're holding control and hitting seven buttons to do whatever it is? Somehow, I fucked up Mozilla so that all my bold text is italicized on every website, and I cannot change it. I've gone through every setting in the preferences, and I cannot fix it. So if anybody off the top of their head knows how to change that, please help me out. I feel like a moron.
You reinstalled.
No, I did. I went to the new version, and it keeps all my settings and shit. Like, I'd have to go through and
purge
everything, but I don't want to. I have all my settings in there already.
Oh,
I like it the way it's set up. I just screwed it up. So anyway, that's my plea for help, because I'm a retard. Anyhow, we did get one email. Our lone email this week was from John K. It was mostly about Switches and stuff, though. It wasn't game-related stuff. It was because I was talking about having a Switch, you know, for different monitors and keyboards and stuff, you know. Anyway, I guess they're built into the cables now. That's not important for the show. What I wanted to get to is he talked about a game that I had actually heard of and just kind of blew off. It's called Robot Chemical Drive, RADs for the PlayStation 2. I'm sure you've seen it, because I remember seeing it before. And I was like, oh my fucking god, who's going to play a game that's called RAD? Robot Chemical Drive, RAD, right? It sounds kind of stupid, doesn't it? This game is RAD. So I never even gave it a second thought. I never looked at it or anything. But, you know, he said it's $20 now on eBay. You can find it. The multiplayer's awesome. Tight controls. It's a game where it looks like it's a bunch of mechs fighting. And the voice acting is really bad. So I downloaded some videos. Check it out. You saw it just a minute ago.
Yeah.
It looks pretty cool, but my only complaint is I don't play with anybody. nobody comes down here to play any games.
It was yourself, dude.
yeah. That's why I have a bunch of single player games, because I play by myself. But, like it's not like it used to be, you know, for me, where I used to hang out with a bunch of people that wanted to play Mario Kart all day. You know, I mean, that was awesome. Or play Street Fighter all day.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was great, but nobody wants to do that anymore. You never come down to play any multiplayer games. You come down, and you bring your own PlayStation to play, you know, whatever, you know, whatever. So play some single-player game. I mean, you know, no matter what it is, we play single-player games.
Dude,
so.
I'm tired of getting my ass beat.
At what? Street Fighter? That's because I'm the champ.
You're the chump, I'm the champ.
Oh.
It's on like a Donkey Kong.
Them are fighting words. Anyway. So, I checked out, I checked this game out. It looks really cool. The voice acting was pretty bad in the videos that we saw. But it looks like a lot of fun. I've never checked it out before. Robot Alchemical Drive. And, I don't know if you're into that mech fighting thing. It's like
that was Transformers at first.
Yeah, me too. Which was cool because you know Transformers are awesome. But but this looked, it kind of reminded me of that Godzilla thing where you're just like out in the town fighting shit, which is cool to a point. You know, I don't know if it's for me, but somebody out there might want to check this out because you know it's right up their alley. So you know, hopefully we can spread the word a little bit. Maybe somebody out there actually likes this, and you know really glad we got this email because
I bet Modem will.
He'll hate it. He hates everything.
I know he hates everything except destroying stuff. See? You never know. He might get a hook.
We don't hate his
MILF.
I told him I was gonna get a bunch of MILF clips just to piss him off. I'm gonna have to do that. So let's talk. Okay, so here's what happened. I beat Zelda and I kinda didn't play a game for a couple days. I was messing around like Super Mario Bros. 3 and stuff, trying to figure out what I wanted to play next, and before I eventually moved on to Eternal Darkness, which we're going to get to all this in a minute, somehow I got the MMORPG itch. Now, I don't know if this happens to half of you out there that have ever even tried or whatnot, but it happens to me once in a while, where for some reason I just really want to play an online multiplayer you know, game, where it's like not all action and killing, like Frag Ops, which still isn't out yet. You know, I want to play something like an awesome role-playing game with a bunch of other people. Just every now and again, I get this weird urge to play this thing. So this created a huge debate on the IRC channel for a while about how they suck.
Yes, they are.
You know, and about how some of them aren't that bad. Because some of us defended them. We tried to anyway. Now, here's the thing. I went out. Okay, I own Dark Age of Camelot. I still have the discs right here. I've got like a 17th level Scald, and then I got a Berserker, and I've got a Mage on a Hibernia side somewhere. And I just don't like it, because that game, it seems like there's less to do than any other one of them, too. It seems like it's really, really a small world. Nothing but camping mobs, and then you just sit out there, and like, you know, the whole point of Dark Age of Camelot is to sit around for 4 months, or 5 months, or 6 months, or a year, and get your character to level 50 just to go on the raiding missions, you know? And that's stupid. I mean, if the whole fun of the game is doing that, they might as well have just made the game start you at level 50, right? I mean, there's nothing to do at the lower levels. There's like four dungeons, and that's it. So you buy the Shattered Isles, or whatever it's called, expansion pack, and there's like another dungeon or two that you can go to. It's just weak. So I broke down and spent $30 on EverQuest Evolutions.
Evercrack.
Now, I know just as much. Okay, I tried playing EverQuest before, okay, about a year ago. I tried to play EverQuest. Remember when it was $10, and it was just the original EverQuest, and it didn't come with a manual, it was just the disc, and they were selling it for $10 for the first 30 days free. I bought that, Ode bought that, and we both lived for like a week and stopped playing, because it was horrible. The graphics at the time were just asinine. I mean, they were just, it was ridiculous how poor they were. Now, I think that has something to do with the fact that I was playing on my laptop a lot. I was playing at home on my desktop, but it didn't seem much better at the time. So anyway, Evolutions is EverQuest and like five expansions. It's like all the expansions except for the brand new one, Lost Dungeons of Norrath. Okay, it's all the expansions. So that's like a huge world to play in all of a sudden, okay? I mean, there's a lot of stuff to do. There was a lot of stuff to do in the other one before. You know, just EverQuest, more so than Dark Age of Camelot. So I picked that up, and I've been playing for about 5 days now. It was $30, it's got a fat manual, it's 3 CDs, it's a really nice box, it's not cheaply done. It's got 3 maps, it's really, really worth it for the $30, if you're, you know, looking for some kind of game like this. Now, my complaint with MMORPG stands. You know, there's all the focus on the high-end game, okay? You don't have anything to do, really, until you're like level 30 or 35. And even then, you're just trying to get to 65 in EverQuest, you know, or 50 in Dark Age of Camelot to get to the good stuff. Okay? It costs $13 a month to play after your initial $30 investment, and it's not that bad. The graphics seem better, the downtime doesn't seem as bad either. Like when, you know, like, you start your guy, you go out, and you get your ass beat, and then you gotta heal. You know, so you sit down and let your guy heal for a while. It seems like it's faster than it used to be. I don't know if it's like my computer's faster or what, but it doesn't seem like it takes that long for me to heal. So I'm playing a wizard, thoroughly enjoying it. I just made 8th level this morning. Woohoo! I can kill 2 rats now before I have to go completely heal myself. Fucking pathetic. You see, I just don't, you can't group anybody. There's not a whole bunch of newbies out there that want to group up with other newbies. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not a complete fucking noob. It's not like I've never played it before, and it's not like I've never played an MMORPG. They're all kind of the same. But the fact that I have a level 1 guy and I don't have a level 65 guy, they don't want to group up with you. They don't want to help you, but they want it. But some of them will give you stuff if they think you're a chick. My character happens to be a girl, okay, because I play that one chick. You know the same character I play in like every role-playing game?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, right? I played her because they wouldn't let me have the names of any of the other characters I play for most of the role-playing games I play. So I played my mage chick that I always play, because they would let me have her name, and it's like, I actually ran into some dude the day came by trying to give me stuff. And I'm like, you know how fucking pathetic you are? You know what I mean? I'm not some chick, and he's like, yeah, but I like to think you are. You know what I mean? These fucking people
sickos.
Are weird. All these little kids playing these games. Anyway,
he
the
wants
point
you.
Is, yeah, he wants me. The point of it is that it seems like it's an improved game. Now, here's where the topic gets brutal. Why? Okay, give me your negatives. Just start talking because I need to take a drink of my Pepsi.
First of all, I'm going to say RPGs, they're endless. I want to say ending. When I play a RPG, I want to say endings.
Okay, but that's a plus for a lot of people.
I don't like that at all. I want to say ending. Why I play Final Fantasy games, I think they got great endings. I want to go to the ending. I want to say everything.
Yeah.
See everything.
Yeah, they're great.
And I'm not going to pay money to play a game.
Okay.
I buy the game already. That's fine. That's my investment.
Okay. Now, here's my side. Now, a lot of people bitch about the cost. Right? $13 a month. Oh, my God. I'm going to be destitute. I'm going to be living on
the
top.
Yeah, and what's the initial payment, though?
$30. And you get, and you get all the expansions. You can pay 10 if you want.
Yeah, and you have to deal with all the assholes online.
But you don't. That's why you have Ignore. You can just turn them off.
Doesn't matter. They will come fuck you up and share.
They can't.
You're noobs.
No. If you ignore them, they don't exist.
Huh.
Yeah. Okay, now, the cost. Okay, they can't talk to you if you ignore them. Fuck them. Be on their way. Teleport somewhere. Go somewhere else. Now, on top of that, you can tell the GMs. You can log the stuff. They can watch, and they boot his ass out if he's harassing people. Okay? You can get him kicked out of the game. So there's not that many assholes. Really? I hardly run into any assholes. Once in a while you run into some dickhead, and once in a while you run into some kid who thinks he's in a real world and he's trying to jerk off to your character. You know. But for the most part, it's not like that. Honest to God, I swear to God, most of the people I play with are actually pretty cool. Now the cost. This is what I keep hearing. People whine and bitch about $13 a month.
Oh.
Now, goddamn, do you see what happens when we go eat before the show? We're just full of
farts
and noises and shit. Anyway, the cost. Okay, so I went all out and I got all the expansions because I didn't want the ghetto set. I didn't want no manual, no map. I didn't want no, you know, like I had it before where it sucked. The installer crashed. I mean, it was just horrible. So I went out, I got the $30 Evolutions Pack, which had it all built in. I didn't have to worry about, you know, adding in the expansion packs later. It was all built in together. $30, everything works just mostly fine. Okay? Now, I paid $30 for that. And the first month is free. Okay, so now, let's just take any game How much do you pay for a brand new game usually?
$50.
$50. Okay. How long do you usually play any one game?
Less than a month.
Less than a month. So, you're telling me for $30 to play a game that is way bigger than any other game that you own, it's not worth it? It's cheaper. Okay? Now, wait. So you want to play it for 2 months. Now you're still looking at $43. That's still cheaper. Okay? On top of that, if I could find a game that I actually liked enough to want to play that much, there is no cost too high.
You know what I'm saying? I guarantee it won't get old.
Okay, I know it will. Every game, everything gets old. Okay? Not every game, because Final Fantasy VI never seems to get old for me. But, it will get old. But think about this. Had you been playing since the start, 4 years of EverQuest, and you were able to play through it originally, you know, up to where you can do all the fattest stuff, and then they released an expansion, and you had a whole another 6 months of stuff to do. It was all new, you know? And then another expansion in 6 months. There are, like, 6 expansions now over, like, 3 or 4 years. Okay, now, sure, you start thinking, boy, that costs a lot. But think about it. If you liked it, you would pay for it. Right? If you didn't like it, you would stop paying for it, and you would cut your losses, okay? How many other games would you buy? How much would it cost you to buy a game every month for $50 a month? $2,400 for 4 years at $50 a month?
6 years.
Is that right?
Wait, that's right. $600 a year.
Yeah, for 4 years is...
$2,400.
Isn't that what I said?
Yeah.
Okay, $2,400. Now let's just apply that to EverQuest now, okay? So let's just call it $50 for the first one and $30 for the expansions. How many? There's 5, 6 expansions. $30 is $180. $50 for the original is $230. $13 a month for 4 years is
$1,300.
Hold on, it's $13 a month. So for a year, how much is it? It's 130 plus 2656.
156.
So for 4 years, it's almost
six twenty-four.
Okay. So we'll say 625 plus what, 3 something? Whatever I said for the games.
Yeah.
Okay. That's $1,000 for 4 years of a game that you're gonna play.
Yeah, right. I'm not. Nobody will.
Bullshit. People do. People do. There's people that are on EverQuest from day one, okay? I'm just trying to make a point about the cost. People bitch about $13 a month, and it's more cost-effective than other games. $1,000 for 4 years of a fat game versus $2,400.
I don't know about fat part. I'll check this out. What's a point? I mean, what's a storyline in EverQuest?
Dude, there's story for everything. There actually is. If you follow it, there's story. You're like in a living, breathing world. You can go talk to everybody in there. You know all those role-playing games you have on your computer and your PlayStation?
Yeah.
You go talk to somebody. How many things do they say? 2, maybe 3 things? You keep clicking the button, they say the same shit, don't they? Over and over and over, they have the same shit, yeah. Right? These guys say the same shit, but they send you on quests. They have, like, a whole bunch of different stuff. They change them, too. They add an expansion. The people in the game change. Right? You see people that are talking now about other things. Plus, think about this. There's live players there. Okay, this is something you don't get in a role-playing game on your computer, a single-player role-playing game on your computer or on your PlayStation. You've got live people to communicate with. You can get together, like a group of 6 people or whatever, however many, and, you know, raid a dungeon, just like you're playing Dungeons & Dragons back in the day. How cool is that? You know what I mean? There is story. There is way more equipment than you would know what to do with, too. You know how you love getting the fat equipment? Guess what? This is right up your alley. Because there is equipment to shoot for. All I'm trying to do is make a point that, you know what, it is cost-effective. Now, granted, some of them are less fun than others. Some of them suck. I don't like Dark Age of Camelot. I don't like Ultima Online. I tried Rubies of Eventide. Holy crap. I downloaded that piece of shit. The installer doesn't give you any options. Like, you click it, and it just sits there for, like, 5 minutes. It looks like your computer just locked up.
Crash.
And all of a sudden, boom, it says install complete. Just out of nowhere, it installs this game. And, like, you have, like, no real options. It's fucking stupid. Okay? So you fire up the game, and the first thing you notice is the intro screen is all blurry. You know what I mean? Like, it looks like really high JPEG compression on the the intro screen.
It's like shit, man.
Okay, it looks like shit. Okay, and then what happens? It just sits there. Nothing happens. And I sat there for about 5 minutes before I realized that something was going on. So I couldn't move my mouse, no cursor, nothing happened. So I started beating on my keyboard, and all of a sudden, boom, a screen popped up, and it just so happened that I was hitting the keyboard so fast that I hit the whatever was escape, you know, for that screen, and boom, kicked me back out to Windows.
Oh my God.
So I go, okay, fuck, I'm gonna do this again. So I load it up, I get back to this blurry intro screen, okay, that sits there forever. So I start pounding on the keyboard again, and it took me like 3 times as long to get lucky enough to figure out which key triggers the menu. Apparently the menu comes up, but it gets hidden beneath the logo, because it's a whole screen. So you can't see the menu, type in your name and all that shit, okay?
Oh, Jesus.
Right, so I went to their website, downloaded the 400 meg demo, the 20 meg patch, or whatever the hell it is, installed all this crap. I fight with it to get all the, you know, to get to this point where I can log in, where I made my login, it tells me I'm okay to go, it says just download the game and play and put your name in. Okay, so once I finally get that screen back up, this is the title screen, and it's blurry. It's not like I have anti-aliasing on or anything. It's just fucking blurry. It's so blurry that I can barely make out the text. Like, you can't read it. I mean, how low production is this game? Okay? And then I try to log in, and you know what? It will not connect to the login server. My firewall's off, I'm wide open, and it cannot connect. So you know what? Sorry, Rubies. I dumped it. It was just horrible. I could not stand it. I mean, I tried, and I could not get through the install, and like, even the setup process. I couldn't even get to the point where I could make my guy. It sucked so bad. Final Fantasy XI came out yesterday, or the day before, or whatever, and there's a beauty. Now, as everybody knows, because, I mean, well, some of us read it, and then Penny Arcade did a comic about it today. You can't pick the server you start on. When you make your character, it just puts you on a random Final Fantasy server. Now, think about how stupid that is for people. Like, let's say you wanted to play, and I wanted to play.
Yeah, we're on the...
We want to play together.
Yeah.
Right? No. It sticks you on separate servers.
That's fucking lame.
That's fucking stupid. Okay?
I'm such a big Squaresoft one. Guess what? I'm not going to get a Final Fantasy XI. Because it's an MMORPG.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm not paying... I don't want the endless Final Fantasies. I want to see the ending.
Okay, now that's okay. I can feel you. I mean, that's okay. That's your own thing. You just want to see it end. But
that's
I
right.
think that's because you didn't. You didn't play Dungeons and Dragons with us, though. Really?
I kind of did.
Kind of.
I got over 7 characters.
Yeah, and okay. How many characters do you have? How many times did you play though?
I got about 2-3.
2 or 3 characters.
I still got a character sheet.
Yeah. Nice. But like, but okay. But now compare the way you play to the way that we play. Think about it. You know what I mean? Did you ever DM? How many dice?
No, I never.
How many books did you own?
Gameplay
books.
Two.
Game, you know, okay, two gameplay books. I had them all. I mean, we played every day.
Bob got me into it.
Right?
So.
Creepy? Yeah. You know, I mean, we played way hardcore. You only played a little bit, and that's why I think you don't like it. Because that you were used to a game that ends. We played D&D until you died. You know what I mean? Like, or until you go back to school, you know? Because we played a whole weekend. You know what I'm saying, though? It's like, we got used to the idea that your character was a real living person. It seems to me that because you play stuff like strictly like Final Fantasy all these years, that in your head, it's just your party for this game. We're in the habit of thinking that this character is a living, breathing entity. Am I talking out of my...
I feel you, brother.
You feel me?
I feel you.
Am I talking out of my ass, or do you think there might be something to that? You know, I don't know. I'm just saying that I like the idea of having an ultimate character that's like the fucking man, you know, that you put blood, sweat, and tears into, in a game that's good that you can team up with people all over the world and go on adventures with to change. It changes. And there's tons of equipment. And a real live marketplace. If you get a rare item, you can go to the bazaar and sell it. You know? You can have fucking auctions and stuff. You know, it's cool. It's something that you cannot get in any other game. Now, the problem is, now, my complaints are that, like, there's nothing to do. Okay, as much as I like to say there's a whole lot to do, I'm level 8 and I haven't done jack shit but camp out in the same forest since I was level 1. Do you know how sick and tired of killing skeletons and snakes and spiders I am?
That's lame.
You know, yeah, it is. And the only reason it's lame is because I can't get anybody to play with me. If I had a group of guys that would play with me, it's a lot different. For a while, Ode Hunter and I were playing Dark Age of Camelot and it was a blast. Because then you can kill shit really fast and you can go into dungeons and go on raids and stuff. The one I'm out here soloing with a mage. With a mage. You know how slow it is to solo with a mage, dude? You know what I mean? It's not that I get my ass beat, it's that I run out of mana. You know, that's my problem. But once I get up there, if I get some good items, I might be the man. Plus, I'll get a good group. You know, I might get into a good guild or something. They have guilds and stuff, you know? So, I'm really kind of looking forward to kind of really getting into it. I'm 8th level now. It's, I mean, it's taken me 4 days to get there, but it's not like I've been playing it strictly. There's Lineage 2 is supposed to come out in February. The date on some websites I've been seeing is February 25th. Lineage 2, that's the one I really, really was pushing for, because the graphics look amazing, and the first one was just incredible. But it didn't fly here in the U.S. Now, Ode and I actually got a hold of the beta files. It's 1.25 gigs. I deleted it this morning. The problem is they closed the beta October 1st, right? You know, yeah, we didn't know that. I installed Chinese characters on my browsers and everything so that I could register a name. Because
that's Japanese.
No, it's Korean.
Korean.
Yeah, I had to use Taiwanese, traditional Chinese, and something else. I had to install a bunch of different stuff because I had to go to a different web. I had to go to a Chinese website, maybe a Taiwanese website.
Same thing.
Whatever the fuck it was, I can't tell the difference. My name was a little stick with a triangle at the bottom with what looked like a sun above it, and the one next to it.
Oh my god!
it looked like two asterisks with three capital I's underneath it. Whatever that was. You know how I got my character's name? Was I copied and pasted off the website?
Oh, okay.
Because I couldn't type it. I couldn't type it in, and you absolutely had to have a Chinese character there, and I couldn't type it with my keyboard, you know? So I copied and pasted it off the website, and there was a forum somewhere that was walking Americans through that can't read this, what you typed in. It says, here you put your name, here you put this, here you put that. We can't read it, right?
For dummies?
Yeah, totally. It was awesome, though, because the guy was making fun of people's names. Because, like, I copied it off the thing, and it was like, you know, the tail end of a sentence that was something, you know, like, please register, you know, or something like that, or whatever, enjoy the game, or something. That was my name. That was, like, my first name. It was so funny.
Oh, my God.
What sucked, though, is that we couldn't play it, though. I mean, I was able to run the game, I was able to change the menus to in English, but I could never get it to log in. I guess they closed the beta. EverQuest 2, the dates I'm seeing for that is March 14th. So what I'm kind of hoping is I'll spend, you know, a couple bucks on EverQuest 1, get a feel for it, so that I'm well-versed in the MMORPG world when EverQuest 2 comes out, and see if I can't get into that. And the other heavy hitter is World of Warcraft. The date I saw on that, which we know is bullshit, I'm sure, because Blizzard delays everything for 100 years, is June 14th of 2004. And I'm not pushing for that one because the graphics are kind of cartoony for me. They're just, like, way ghetto. I just don't like the way the graphics look. And I hate to say it, but I hope Blizzard flops on this one. Because I kind of want EverQuest or Lineage 2, or EverQuest 2 to be the top dogs. I really do not want to find myself playing fucking World of Warcraft.
Come on, you play Zelda. You complain about the graphics, the cartoon.
No, the graphics on that were good, except for the characters, and that was cel shaded. This isn't cel shaded. They're just fucking cartoony looking. It's weird. I mean, it's just, have you looked at the screenshots? It just looks too strange. It's not serious. And like if you look at like a house, it's not square. You know what I mean? It looks like somebody drew it by hand because it's kind of.
Right.
You know what
round
I mean? Well, not only so much round, but like you look at like a normal square house. It looks like the lines aren't even, they're not straight. It looks like it was out of a cartoon. You know what I mean? I don't like the way it looks. It doesn't look nice. It doesn't look
serious.
It doesn't look serious. Exactly. Like, look at the graphics for, if you guys have never seen the graphics for Lineage 2, I urge you, go download a video at their website, lineage2.com, I think. Go download a video and go look at the screenshots. This is the most beautiful game. It looks amazing. And the people, the characters, like your guy, are just, the girls are beautiful. I mean, just, everything is just so, it is perfect. The game looks great. The waterfalls, the sky, the trees, the grass, it looks beautiful. EverQuest 2 looks like they're doing a good job on the graphics, but it didn't floor me like Lineage 2 did. But that's something to think about. What didn't you have other, I'm trying to think of what else we can talk about MMORPGs, because I just
hate it. I don't want to play.
Okay, but that's my problem with what you say. I hate it. I don't want to play. And you've never even tried one.
I don't want to try.
But you might like it.
I tried. What? I didn't try one. I tried. I played Diablo on Battle.net before.
Diablo is not a role playing game. Diablo is an action game. Okay.
Well, it's more. It's almost like a role playing.
No, it's.
You
not.
Get a quest, you go finish it. Come on, don't tell me.
No, Diablo has a set 16 levels or 8 levels or however the fuck many, and it's just click 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 click, and you have no. It's bullshit. It's more like. No, it's more like a side-scrolling adventure that's 3D overhead than a role-playing game. It is not. I don't care what anybody says. Diablo is not a fucking role-playing game. Just because you have equipment doesn't make it a role-playing game. It's an action game, dude. No fucking way. It's more like Contra. Shooting shit and killing stuff.
Well, Contra takes skill. Diablo
doesn't take a whole lot.
No. Right click, left click.
Yeah. Let's see, what else did I want to bring up? Okay, well, alright, well, fuck the MMORPGs, I'm done talking about
this. Yeah, fuck them all.
No, I don't mean fuck them like that.
Yeah, I know what you mean, I feel you, yeah, you okay. Fuck them all.
Let's get a little bit, let's get a little bit in between games now, okay? Let's talk about a game that's a little bit, that blurs the lines. Savage, did you try playing Savage?
Looks like crap.
It looks like crap, okay, it uses their own Silverback engine, but okay, this is the game that you play, well, okay, most people on the server play as a first-person shooter. Most people are first-person shooters. One guy on each team is a commander, and he sees it overhead it's a real-time strategy game, okay? And that's a cool idea. That's a beautiful fucking
idea. How many people fall in order, though?
You don't have to, either. You don't have to.
No, you don't have to.
No, he just tells you. It's weird, dude, because when you're playing, all of a sudden, like, you know when you're playing, like, Warcraft or Command & Conquer or whatever, and you highlight your characters and you see the little green circles at their feet.
Yeah.
When the commander highlights you, you can tell because you've got a big green circle on your feet.
Whoa.
It's awesome. It's like
that's weird.
But it's weird because you feel like you're being played. It's really a strange feeling to like feel like you're being played. Now,
nobody played me.
It sounds like a good idea. You know what I mean? Like you've got a first-person, team-based action shooter, okay, where it's smarter than the rest because you've got one guy telling people what to do who can see everything from a better view. He can see from above. The way it works is that he makes money by having little peons to go get him cash from mines and shit, right? And he spends the money on upgrades. But the problem I ran into online was that the commanders don't always buy what you ask them for. You know what I mean? Like, one day our whole team was asking for the fat, whatever the bow is, the long hunter bow or whatever it is. Our whole team wanted that one weapon. This jackass got every other weapon in the entire game.
Except that one.
Except the marksman bow or whatever it was.
Oh my god.
We got our asses beat. Because we're all good shots, and nobody wants to use a flamethrower when we can have our one-shot, one-kill bow. Right? And this guy would not buy it for us. It was just lame, right?
Yeah, that fucking comment. That sucks.
Right? Now, you can impeach him, right? There is an option where you can
vote
him out. So you know what? We voted him in. You know what happened? Since he's playing like a real-time strategy, he has all the controls of a real-time strategy game. He nuked every building that we had before we voted him out. Because he saw the vote come up, boom. He blew all of our...
That sucks.
Yeah, so we were back on the Stone Age. He was laughing, you know, ho-ho, fuck you guys, and quit. After, you know, we voted him out and he's gone. Right? And we were standing in the middle of the game, we have no items now. We have to start over. We got our asses beaten. It was lame. Now... It sounds really cool. I really wanted to, I thought this was cool. Oh, he bought it. He said it was fat. He'd been playing it for hours every night, he says. I told Jenner about it. He's been playing the demo. I got the demo and could not stand it. Now, Ode had major graphic problems when he first got it. It was like running like shit on him. Now, his machine, it should not, he's got a dual 2200 Athlons with a GeForce 5600, a gig of RAM and shit.
5600, what's up with our waiter guard?
Well, yeah, I know, but it's still better than his GeForce 3, though, you know. It's still, point is, it shouldn't run bad. It shouldn't, right? It ran like dick. So anyway, I guess there was a patch he got, and then he was able to mess around with some of the graphic settings, and he got to where it runs really good. I jumped in it and fucking turned everything all the way up, and the game had a very translucent feel to it, with all the settings all the way up. It was almost like I could see through anything. It was weird. There was like something wrong with it. It was. I couldn't quite explain it. It didn't feel like a solid world. The graphics weren't bright and vivid. So I monkeyed with it, and it turns out I turned things way down, and all of a sudden, like the colors got brighter, and it looked like a real game again. It was really strange. But I lost all my detail. It was like there was no happy medium for this game or something. I don't know. So on top of that, you have to buy your character. Okay, now think about when you play something like Counter-Strike. You buy your guns.
Yeah.
Right? Now, this is the same idea. You buy, you know, like if you want a bow or a crossbow, you have to buy it. If you want, like, a detonator pack, which is like a suicide pack in traps, you know, the models, you can buy one of those. You can buy, like, a flamethrower. You can buy a better bow. You can buy all this crap. But you can also buy an upgraded guy. There's three different dudes. Like, the peon regular dude who sucks. There's, like, a medium guy with, like, a bigger sword who does more default damage and he's got more hit points. Then there's the big-ass legionnaire guy with a ton of hit points, right? And they're hella expensive, though. Okay, now think... Now, from what I saw when I was playing, it seemed like you had a capacity maximum of 10,000 gold pieces. Now, to buy the legionnaire character for yourself alone is $4,000. Okay? Then you gotta buy all your equipment, which is relatively inexpensive. It's not that bad, but you could spend like $7,000 on one guy. Now my problem was this. I go out and I spend $7,000 on one guy, and you know what would happen to me? I get killed in one hit.
What?
I don't know how it happens, but I get sniped or something, or I get hit by a mortar or something. One hit. Okay? So your guy's dead. When you come back to life, you're down to like $3,000 out of your $10,000. And you're back to a peon with no weapons.
That sucks.
Right? You've got your basic, whatever he had, I can't, a sword and a bow, right? Yeah, it's, okay, so now you know what you gotta do, is you have to go, just like a massively multiplayer online game, you have to go camp some mobs. You actually have to go out and sit there, like in an online, like EverQuest, and go out there and kill fucking
creeps.
Yeah. To get money. In the middle of this huge battle. Oh, hang on, excuse me. I gotta go kill a couple monkeys to get some money.
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, how fucking stupid is that?
That's fucking real stupid.
You know, they should have set it up so that where you get, like, a lot more money per kill so you didn't have to, like, camp or some kind of system where you just generated money over a period of time. It just came to you, you know? Or maybe you got a certain percentage of the money the commander makes from mining and beef his amount up or something. It was horrible. The game ran kind of slow. I've got an Athlon 2600 Plus, half a gig, a DDR, a GeForce FX 5900, and the game runs slow. I got some smoking hard drives in here, an Onogy sound card, an Asus motherboard. The thing's tripped out, and it runs kind of slow. Even when I brought the details down, I mean, it runs good, but it just doesn't look good anymore. There was no happy medium. My favorite part of this game was how you get stuck in people. Like, I noticed that if I ran and...
Stab somewhere?
No. I would run over a hill, and I would, like, jump, and I would land on the guy's head. Boom, I'm inside of him. So then neither one of us could move.
That's like graphic glitch?
Yeah, it was like clipping was on for a split second there, and then they turned clipping off, and I'm stuck inside of his ass.
You two haven't become one.
It was the closest I've ever become to a man before. It was horrible. Right? You stand there, and you can't move, right? Because you're stuck. Both of you can't move. You're stuck inside of each other. And then what happens? Somebody comes along and kills you both. Because you can't do anything about it.
That sucks.
Yeah, I
what do they look like, though? Like, do you...
You look like two guys stuck inside of each other. It looks retarded. It's an accident. It's just a glitch. It's just fucking stupid. But here's the thing. I played that game for like 4 to 5 hours, and it happened to me like 20 times. You know what I mean? It drove me nuts. And sometimes it would happen with a fully upgraded guy. I'd spend $6,000 on a character, right? Now keep in mind, when I said that your capacity was $10,000, I had to camp to get $10,000. I had to stand there out of the game, really. I mean, I'm not fighting other people. I'm having a boring...
Do you get money for killing other people?
I can't remember. I think. Oh, wait, yeah, they drop a little bag of money. Oh. Yeah, yeah. But what happens is your buddies pick them up. Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know, man. I'd sit there with a fully upgraded guy and then get killed by some asshole who happened to find me stuck inside of somebody else. I mean, it was just...
stuck inside of
dude.
Dumb.
Dude. I mean, I don't know. It was just stupid, right? It just seemed very limited on your characters. It seemed limited on the weapons, because once you get to a certain upgrade level, there's only certain things you want anyway. Some of the stuff is crap, but you have it anyway. And people buy stuff because they have to, because they're broke. Oh, okay, well, I'll just go get some money. And what do? They go out and they camp out and they fucking kill mobs for a while. Now, granted, the commander can give you money out of his pool, but he needs his money for upgrades. Because if our commander sucks and he's not buying his shit and building defenses, it doesn't work out. It's a good idea. The game could have been so...
Should have a bank or something.
Amazing. But, I don't know, it just sucks. There's only two races, too. Total. You know?
Hey, guess what? Patch 1.5 is coming out pretty soon.
Yeah, they'll be patching it soon. But here's another weird thing. There was no uninstall for the demo.
What?
It installs, but there's no uninstall. You just have to go delete it and then chase the keys around your registry. Fucking bullshit.
That's
talk about shoddy.
But you put a spyware inside your computer.
You're probably all kinds of shit, you know? I mean, it's like, come on, let us uninstall your stupid game.
Yeah.
So anyway, let's move on. I did beat Zelda. I beat the Legend of Zelda, Wind Waker for the Cube. And, you know what? I've seen a lot of perfect 10s out there, you know, on the review sites. I can't figure it out, man. This game sucks. here's my big review on Zelda. Okay, now first, I didn't believe it, okay? I did not believe it was going to suck. I was told it was going to suck by a lot of people, and I was told it was the most amazing thing they'd ever played. Okay, now, I'm not in favor of the cel-shaded look, you know what I mean? I don't like the cartoony graphics, and I thought when they made that change, I thought it was going to suck. Well, I was pleasantly surprised by the graphics. I mean, the characters suck. Link, his sister, Zelda, the pirates, the people on all the towns, blow ass. They look so retarded, okay? They fucking suck. But the world, the enemies, the levels, the dungeons, the equipment looks awesome. Like everything about the game, minus the people, rules. The castle, I mean, like, everything you see is fucking awesome. I really thought it was great. Everything is very well animated, very detailed, and it flows pretty well. The only problem is all the characters suck. It sucks running around as a character you hate to look at.
I heard control sucks, too.
Now, the control was my other complaint, was that it's the camera's backwards. And there's no option to flip the camera.
What do you mean, Bob? What's your definition of backwards?
When I push left, it goes, like, right, or left. Whatever way it was, for me, was wrong. I'm all confused now. Like, you know when you're playing Dot Hack Infection?
See, that's different, though. See, I think that's your problem when you play Dot Hack first. Not play
it doesn't left. Matter. Every other game I played uses the same style as Dot Hack, and this one, I swear to God, was backwards.
Huh.
Because when you sit down to play a game, it should be intuitive. You should know how the controls work automatically. You know, and more or less, it should feel right coming out of the gate. You know what I mean? More or less. And when you sit down and you play every game you've ever played and the controls are the same, the camera control for the stick is the same, and then you sit down with Zelda and they've got it backwards, how many times do you think I've died? Because, like, I'm in the middle of a boss fight. Well, actually, I didn't think I'd die on the bosses, but one time, really. The bosses were pussies, but, like, regular enemies. Like, I get into a room with, like, four of those soldier dudes, those knight things, right? And it's like, I'd try to run around them, and you would have to move the camera so you could see them, and I would move the camera the wrong way because instinctively I move it the right way, but for Zelda it's backwards. I would spin the camera the wrong way, and now I'm facing totally opposite way I wanted to go see, and I would get my ass kicked. I would get killed instantly, you know, because I can't see what's going on. It caused me to fall off cliffs, it caused me to fall off the walkways, and die, and have to do parts over again because the camera controls sucked. It would have been real simple for them to add an option in there to reverse the controls and make it perfect for me.
Yeah.
And it would have made a huge...
Most of them have the option, though.
Exactly. Zelda has, like, no options. You can change the way the targeting system works, thank God, because I had to change it because the default one sucks. And they had one for, I think, like a sound option or something else to do. Something that I didn't even look at because it was useless. You know, I mean, it was just stupid. But... Okay, the graphics go, I was pleasantly surprised. I really kind of liked the way it turned out. And as much as everybody bitched about it, I thought it kind of was, you know, you get over it after a while. I mean, because the levels were beautiful. Lava, the water, I mean, it was just great. So anyway, why don't they use the camera that Mario 64 had? That had the world's best camera, I swear to God. Dude, Nintendo has the code, they wrote it. Why don't they just use that camera? You know, just make it a little bit more free-flowing, and it would be a lot better. I never had a problem with Mario 64 camera, you know, screwing up or getting a weird angle once in a blue moon, maybe. It was perfect. I don't know. On top of that, you better get used to floating around.
Oh.
Dude, you sit on that stupid fucking boat forever.
And you don't have motion sickness.
Yeah.
People will start puking in that game.
It just sucks. You float around. I mean, like, and what did I do when I would float? I would use this time to run to the bathroom, check the mail, go to 7-Eleven, take a shower, you know, make some dinner. In between islands, I'm just floating by, because there's nothing you could do. I mean, once in a while you get attacked, once in a while. Most of the time, you can just float right by it, and you don't get killed, because you just pass them too fast. You mean stupid, right? There's no point. The ship combat sucks. You can't stand on your ship and accurately shoot anything. You can't stand on your ship and aim very easily either. It just doesn't work very well. I mean, but you're standing still, of course. You can't, like, move and shoot. It's lame. They need some kind of way where you can still sail and still target things, you know? That would have been a lot better. Now, granted, though, at some point, you do get the ability to warp around the map. You can just, you know, warp from place to place. But first of all, you don't get it for a while. And on top of that, you can only go to a different few places on the map. You still have to sail between, you know, like, you warp somewhere and still have to go, like, 3 zones over to go where you're going. You know, it's better than 7 zones, you know, yeah. But still, you know, it's still too much. Because I had time to get up and go do stuff, you know, it was great. And then you just... sucked. Now, on top of that, you have to change the wind every single time you want to change direction or you start going hella slow.
Sure.
Right? Now, to change the wind, you got to stop, equip that little Wind Waker thing, pull it up, and then type in like a 4 or 5 character sequence. Then you get to watch Link play it, and he plays it backwards every single fucking time.
Should have a skill key.
You know, yeah, they should have something where it just speeds up. Why can't they do it? On top of that, they do that for, like, items. They do it for items. Like, you know how many times I picked up a fairy and put it in a bottle, and it told me 2 pages of dialogue what it did every single time. I obviously know what it does because I use them all. I'm coming back for more. Every single time you have to sit there and read that. I know what it does. I mean, it's just stupid. The overworld sucked. Having to float around, go to those fucking islands and stuff, it sucked. Like, it was a good idea, and it was, you know, original. But you know what? Originality doesn't make it good. It's gotta be fun too, okay? What if they had it set up to where 3/4 of the game was on land? And like, there was like this huge ocean on one side of the world, with 2 dungeons out there that you had to float to, and some sunken treasure, and a couple little tiny islands with some special shit on it, maybe some heart containers and some upgrades. How cool would that have been? You know, if it was like then it would feel more like a world too.
Kenji is gonna be next to that.
Yeah,
right. In the lesson to
I swear to God.
You know, steal your ideas.
That's right. I'm telling you, man. It's like, it would have been a fat game if there was like just 1/4 of the world was water and you could float for a while. You know, like part of the game you had to feel like you were on. I mean, it would have been great. Then you could get back to land. You could get on with your day, you know? I mean, it would have been, for some reason in my head, I keep picturing The Legend of Zelda, the first original Zelda. And for some reason, you know, on the far right-hand side where the water was? Imagine now if that was like 1/4 of the size of the world and there was stuff over there. How awesome. And it was cel-shaded, the Link didn't look like a pansy-ass fucking little panty-waist. Okay, I mean, it would have been fucking great. On top of, okay, now the only fun I had was in the dungeons. The game was really, really cool in the dungeons. I loved it. I really had a good time. They feel like Zelda, you know, like Zelda dungeon with puzzles and stuff and blocks and fire for the fire levels and there's water levels and there's really crazy puzzles and stuff and it was really well done. You really had to like get familiar with the controls and know your way around. It was great in the dungeons. All 5 of them. How come every other Zelda has 8? And this shit gets 5. And then they make up, quote unquote, for it, with these little cheese ball things, like, where you're like, so what, there's 50 islands out there. They're all like one room little places if they even have like a cave to go into. You know, I mean, it's stupid. There's like no point. I did not at all care to do any of the little side quests in that game. I didn't care to go get all the little heart containers and stuff. Like in other Zeldas, I care. I want to go see all this cool stuff and track this stuff down. In this one, when I beat it, I had like, 11 or 12 heart containers or something, like a row and 1 or a row and 2. It seems like there's usually always 2 full rows, so I must have been missing a lot. Sitting around, you know, in your boat trying to aim for the sunken treasure, why did it make the target go away? They show you where it is, you get close and the target goes away. So you have to drop your anchor thing, you know, or the claw, look for it, oh, I missed it. It's an inch forward, like 2 inches, drop it again, oh, I don't, it's still not here. And you end up floating around some area, you know, it's like, granted, okay, you do get pretty good at figuring out, like, how fast you're traveling to when it disappears, to what time you have to stop to search, but it wasn't cool. It didn't always work, sometimes you're going slower and faster, sometimes, you know, it was hard to see. I mean, it was just gay, it was just lame. I was really pissed off, you know. I mean, if they should have had more dungeons, at least that would have made it a little bit more fun.
So what's a new score you give to Zelda?
Well, if this was a 1 to 10 system, which it's not, I'd give it a 6.5, maybe a 7 because they pulled off the cel shading. If it, whatever we do for our cash system, I'd have to say it's,
25 bucks,
yeah. I'm gonna go with, cause 25 bucks is like a 5.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna have to go with like a
37.50.
No, that seems too high though. Like between 30 and 35, I guess.
Okay.
I mean, it's just not a very good game. It's just suck. It should be a 35 to 40, but it feels more like a 30 to $35 game to me. It just doesn't seem like it's worth it.
Surprised to hear that. You're such a Zelda bitch.
Yeah, I love it. You know, it's like, I love Zelda. I mean, and this one I didn't like. You know, and I loved, like, Ocarina of Time, you know, or
yeah.
Ocarina, whatever the fuck that thing is. So, after I beat that, though, and played a little bit of EQ in my spare time, I picked up another game that became highly recommended from everybody in the world, Eternal Darkness for the Cube.
Hell yeah.
Now, I know Kuroishi loves this game. He's been playing it, and he said it's bad.
Yeah, I heard he told me about it.
Yeah, he was in the IRC channel telling me one day, and I was playing EverQuest or something. Or maybe I think I was playing Mario that day, actually. Mario 3. And, because I was sitting at my computer, yeah. So I was playing Mario 3, and he starts talking to me about Eternal Darkness, and I spaced out for like 45 minutes. And he just was talking to himself forever, and then he dropped off IRC. Finally, I like came back to reality, looked over at my other machine, you know, that I run IRC on, too. And he left, and he said all this shit to me, and I wasn't paying attention. I zoned out, so sorry about that, but I did read what you had to say. I did get to read it, so I did buy it. And you know what? I played it about 5 or 6 hours log game time in the game. I played it longer than that, but I die, and you know the counter doesn't go. So, and I've been playing it for like 3 or 4 days now. Probably like, I think I played it one day for like only 3 hours, but I played it yesterday for like 6 hours. The day before that for like maybe only 2 or 3 hours that day too. Not as much as I wanted to, but. You know what? It's incredible. It scared me so bad I pulled a muscle at one point. I was laying down, and there's this... I don't want to blow it, but you're in a room in the house. And I don't want to say what room it is because people are going to expect it, but man, it was just like... It just... Horror movie flash. You know, it just goes... Choo-choo-choo, and it flashes these images on the screen, and it just... I was sitting, you know, alone in the dark here, and I'm laying on the floor, you know, and sitting on the beanbags and shit, and the music is all creepy, you know, and all of a sudden just, ring, 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 you know, and it's just like, ah! it made me move and jump so fast that I, like, pulled a kidney or something. It hurt. My side was killing me.
Oh, my God.
Dude, it's good. It is an amazing game. Any game that can do that to you is well worth weight in gold. You know what I'm saying? You can get it now for, like, we saw it for 30 bucks at the store.
Yeah.
Online, Amazon.com's got it for 15 bucks now.
15?
15. 15. GameStop has it for 15 bucks. In fact, that's where Amazon got it, as a matter of fact, the more I think about it. Anyway, it's incredible. It's not a long game. I'm already halfway through it, and I've got like 5 or 6 hours of game time on it. You play as like 12 different characters. You've got a really, really cool magic system. Like, you know, there's the red, the green, the blue, the purple thing.
Right.
You know, like, I don't want to blow it because it's kind of like a puzzle game, so you got to figure that out. But right away, you realize that, you know, it has to do with these colors. It affects your stats and shit like that, too. There's multiple ways through the game. There's a special ending, I understand, if you beat it, you know, 3 times through with all the different runes, because you pick a red, a green, or a blue rune, it changes the game. The storyline is fucking incredible. Like, at first, it starts out kind of lame. There's, like, this old guy who lives in a mansion who mysteriously dies, and you play his granddaughter, Alexandra, or Alexandria, or whatever her name is. They call her Alex. And she goes there to the mansion to check it out, and her grandfather's been killed, and she's trying to figure out what happened, because there's no sign of forced entry, but it was a real violent death, you know, there's like blood and gore all over the place. So she explores the mansion, and you like, dude, the music, like you can hear it calling your name. Like you hear, ah, it's like in the wind. Like you think you hear shit, right? And your guy has like a sanity meter too, like if it goes down, he starts like going insane. Like, and you start hearing shit and seeing shit, and, like, you'll see, like, blood dripping off the walls. And in the levels, you'll see blood coming down out of the sky and shit. Like,
oh, my God, what's going
on? Shut up. And, like, it is just so scary. Like, I mean, as long as you get wrapped up in it. Like, I cannot... This is one of those games where I cannot sit there and, like, watch a movie and play this because you would lose the effect of having...
Yeah,
you
have to come totally
concentrated. Total concentration. You have to have the lights off. Get the sound turned up? Yeah. Dude, it is, I mean, oh my God, the graphics are good enough, the cutscenes aren't anything very good, the graphics are good enough. The sound, the effects, the environment are top notch though. I mean, it's fucking perfect. The gameplay, the controls are good enough. I haven't really had any problems with the camera either, unusually, because you don't have any control. The camera controls itself, and I, believe it or not, haven't had any problems with it like that. You know, seeing the wrong thing, or turning the wrong way, or getting stuck in a corner. I haven't had any, I mean, the puzzles aren't really, really super hard either. The hardest puzzle I've run into at first was the first one. Honest to God, because I got into this room, and I started playing with this telescope for like an hour. And the telescope has nothing to do with anything, from what I can figure. I got so mad, I was like, this game blows. Finally, I'd seen this before, but I'd turned the clock to the right time, so I thought, and I didn't. But there's this thing with the clocks you gotta do, and that's how you basically start the game. Well, I didn't know that, and I spent like an hour messing with the telescope. You're gonna thank me later for telling me this. This isn't a spoiler or nothing. You're gonna have to go figure it out. It's gonna, just remember, don't go dicking with the telescope yet, because you don't have anything to do with it yet. I'm halfway through the game and still haven't used a telescope for anything. But, seriously, major kudos and high recommendation for this game. I also picked up Wave Race Blue Storm. It was $20. I loved the Nintendo 64 one, Wave Race.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome. I haven't really played a whole lot. The graphics on this are beautiful. You can see through the water. I've always liked Nintendo's water, you know. I like how the guys, like, scream when they use the turbo, that they have some kind of, like, little yell, you know. It makes it sound like you're out there. The sounds are good. Like, the control's pretty tight. I haven't had a chance to play it a lot. I don't, the reason is because I don't play with anybody but myself when I'm here. There's no way to make that sound right. I play single player because there's never anybody else here to play two player with. So, I don't know. I'm liking it, but I'm starting to wonder if F-Zero might have been a better buy. I think that F-Zero might have been a better choice than Wave Race, only because it's got more tracks.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah, and it's got more people, I think, to pick from too. So what I need, but the problem is F-Zero is still $50. So what I would like to see, I would like to know if somebody out there has F-Zero and can tell me about it, you know?
Yeah, you know us.
Write a review for the show or something, you know, or whatever, I don't know. Even fire me off an email just saying it's better than Wave Race, it's not as good as Wave Race, you know, this and that, whatever. I'm just curious, you know? On top of that, though, I'm curious about Mario Kart. Because that one's going to be the one that makes me never play any other game that's like a racing game again. Because Mario Kart is usually the one to have.
For me. That's the shit.
You know, yeah, it's really fun. But, like, I see the value in a game like F-Zero where it's based on speed. I want to know if it's faster feeding than Wave Race. Wave Race is pretty fast when you're out, like, on the little nitro thing, but not for the rest of the game. It's not that fast, you know? But it's still pretty. The controls are good. It's still fun. It's still a good game. And for $20, shit, it's great. I regretted selling the first one. When I got rid of that game, when I got rid of Wave Race on my 64, I regretted selling it because I really wanted to play some more. So I don't plan on getting rid of this one, but if F-Zero's that much better, I might want to pick that up instead, you know, and sell Wave Race and offset the cost a little bit. That might be something to think about. But then there's Mario Kart, but Mario Kart's never been a really fast game. You know, it's more about the combat and checking shit out. It's never been, which is why I think it might be cool to own F-Zero. I don't know anything about F-Zero, though. Other than that, it's still $50.
F-Zero is going to be faster and furiouser.
Faster and furiouser. That's right. I got a few little quick things to talk about too. Some tiny little notes. First of all, everybody I'm sure saw the Grand Theft Auto 3 and Grand Theft Auto Vice City is coming to the Xbox.
The Xbox, that's correct.
Yeah, I don't know if I even. I mean, I don't care. Do you care?
No.
Shit, you never played any of them, so of course you don't care. You never played any of them.
I don't like violence.
You shut
I'm
the fuck up.
I'm a peace person.
Shut the fuck up.
You can't handle a suit.
You like violence just as much as the next guy. But I don't know if I even care about this. I mean, who cares? We've all if you're gonna play it, you probably already played it. You know what I mean? I'm sure it's not like a complete overhaul. It's probably a half-assed port anyway. But that'll remain to be seen. Oh, SSX3 came out. It's getting rave reviews everywhere. SSX3, the snowboarding game. It was sold out the other day at the Best Buy. They got some more. It looks like already. It's out for what, all three systems. It's $50, of course, and I cannot believe the amazing reviews it's getting all over the internet. I mean, it must be incredible.
Yeah, I mean, the second one, the first one was pretty good.
See, I didn't play the
first one.
I didn't play the first one. I played the second one. It was cool, but I didn't like the controls at all. So I'm not going to buy SSX 3 because I'm sure the controls are the same. I like the controls for amps better.
Amps, I love the control for amps.
Yeah.
I'm hooked to the first one.
Yeah, you played. Yeah,
the
you
second played. One's coming out. It's going to be on Xbox Live Sport.
Yeah, see, I might
that's
actually.
Pretty
if you and I could snowboard down the mountain side by side,
fuck, I'd kick your ass.
Oh, but you canceled your Xbox Live account, though.
That's right. I can get anything I want.
Yeah, yeah, that's true, huh?
Yeah.
Don't you love this day and age? You just fire it up and pull, you know, boom, you're out, you're back on.
That's right.
That's awesome. Right. You don't have to, like, write them or, you know, deal with the, anything stupid.
I even let you go first. I kick you in the ass.
Like a fall and tumble down the mountain. Yeah, I forgot. That'll be something to check out because, yeah, if AMP 2 still had the same controls, because you'll probably buy it right off the bat, right?
I guarantee I will.
Okay, then I'll check it out. The day you buy it, you'll be here. Bring it here. You'll buy it here. Let's play it real quick.
Probably,
I'll probably
yeah.
buy it that day. Let me know, though, so we can play together online or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What did you buy today? Oh, you bought Star Wars.
Knights of the
Republic,
yeah.
Yep. Awesome. Okay, so we might have a review of that pretty soon, but I'm trying to push Wolf. He bought on eBay
Legend of Mana.
Legend of Mana, so he's playing that.
I played that a little bit, and nothing like Secret of Mana.
It's not like the first one?
No, not as good, I swear to God. This one's like totally different stories and shit. I'm not, it's not a different story. Remember in the first one, you get controlled little guns, you can attack from almost any angle?
Yeah.
This one, you only can attack from west and east, left and right.
Oh,
that's
weird.
It. You can attack from above or on the bottom and shit. Because the fucking controls are fucking retarded.
Well, it was on the PlayStation. What do you
expect? Yeah, well, you know, anyway, you get to play those little missions. There's no big story. No big story. You have to play those little stories. Right, not so far. I'm not that far into it.
I'm sure there's some big.
About 6 hours into it, right?
There is some big overall mission, though, right?
I don't know, though. Because, you know, every mission you complete, you get another mission. So they give you those.
No, but isn't that like a reason you're doing all this?
Yeah. Well, you get, you know, your own world map. You have to deploy those little things on the map, so it will grow up. You know, become like a dungeon or lake or beach or something, whatever. If you go in, it's a place. So you can go in. If you go in, we'll have a little sub story, a little story in there, right? So you say you have to do this, like find a ghost or something, investigation or kill someone or blah, blah, blah.
Wow.
Then after you're done, you know, you get a huge reward. Remember a little fox guy in the first one? What's his name? He's a merchant.
Yeah, I know who you're talking
about.
Yeah,
he's in there, right? You get to do a mission with him. He's like a fighter and shit, right? And then you know, you say so many robbers around here doesn't have, you know, bring down my business. Just catch them, okay? You do that, give you afterwards, give you a fat reward, give you different artifacts, so you can start your own mission again. You know, like each artifact is a place.
Oh, okay.
Every time you complete a mission, you get one or two artifacts, different places, so you can keep a story going.
Cool. That sounds pretty neat. I'd like to check it out.
No, that's not, I mean.
It'd be interesting to see.
That's different on first. I mean, I loved
the first Secret of Mana.
First one's a fucking shit.
Yeah. Well, Sword of Mana comes out.
Combat system is different too. You know, remember the first one? You can change your spells. You know, real time control. You know, spells, weapons you can change anytime you want during the combat. This one's different.
Huh?
Fucking weird.
Yeah.
I mean, you normally preset your special attacks or magic spells on the left and right bottoms.
Uh-huh.
So you when your meter is full, you can use those. You know, I've been playing 6 hours. I haven't got one spell yet. I don't know what the one.
Damn.
Maybe, you know.
Did you read the manual?
Or something. No, fuck the manual.
Fuck the manual.
Real gamers don't do it. Really.
Shit, the manual's got lots of good stuff, dude. Have you ever read the manual for, like, Diablo or for, like, Warcraft 2? A real-time strategy game. You wouldn't think you'd need to read the manual. I mean, like, you know the controls already. They're all the same. But the story in there is just amazing. For damn Warcraft 2, you could read the book and just it'd be like reading like a small novel. It's awesome. Huh. Well, that's cool. And Sword of Mana comes out for the Game Boy Advance. I know we'll be all over that.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Especially you got a little Game Boy player.
Yeah, I'm going to be playing on the TV.
Yeah, hell yeah.
That's going to be tight. Speaking of old shit, one of the games I'm really happy to see being remade on the PlayStation 2 is Bonk's Adventure is being remade.
Bonk's.
Now Bonk's, they had the, I played Bonk's back on the TurboGrafx-16,
Yeah, big kid, caveman.
Yeah, you guys, I'm sure everybody out there...
Looks kind of cute.
Looks, yeah, he's like a friendly little looking caveman guy who turns into this evil crackhead caveman guy when he starts eating meat. He's got this huge head, and he walks around, and his name is Bonk. He hits him with their head, with his head. He can jump up and dive and land on his head and, like, stun the enemies on the ground if he's got, like, you know, power-up or whatever. But here's the coolest part about this. Since it's a remake, not, like, a new game, you know, it's not like Bonk's Adventure 4. It's, like, a remake. It's still 2D. The graphics have been totally upgraded. You know what I mean?
Of course, yeah.
And it looks good. It looks really, really good. It doesn't look like they took a Nintendo game, like original Nintendo or a 16-bit Nintendo and ported it. It doesn't look like that. It looks like, I mean, all redone art, you know, for today's consoles. The graphics, they look great. And guess what? It's 2D still. It's going to be, you know, the game that I've been missing, the 2D platformer. I'm hoping that they're going to look at this, and I hope this game is a success. And I hope they say, holy shit, guys, games in 2003 don't all have to be 3D.
That's right.
Imagine that. Maybe we won't have to ruin games like, you know, like if they made a 3D Bionic Commando or, I mean, fuck, any of the games that we have today that have a 2D predecessor.
It's too complicated, 3D.
Camera
makes me dazed.
Yeah, it sucks ass
the
most 2Ds, of the time.
2Ds, you know, I just can't play through. It's fun.
Yeah, right? It's fun. And that's what they're forgetting about these games. They're supposed to be fun. They're not supposed to be technical demos. Yeah,
right.
Exactly. It's not supposed to be, hey, look what I can do. Guess what? There's a demo scene for that, people. Go to scene.org, all right? If you haven't been there, holy shit, you're going to spend hours there. Don't you remember Unreal?
Unreal.
The demo, not the game. The demo. Like, back on my 386, I had a demo called Unreal from the...
Remember
that, right? They still do all that stuff.
No shit.
Scene.org. S-C-E-N-E.org.
Awesome.
They still have huge parties, conventions, and all this stuff now, and it runs, like, on Windows using 3D cards and shit. Like, some of the higher-end stuff. But they still
awesome.
Do the old stuff. Yeah, like, the 64K demos and shit, they still do. So awesome. Anyway, what was the point? Oh, yeah, Bonk's Adventure. It looks great. I'm going to try to dig up some screenshots. I'm really hoping that this wakes some people up, though. Now, also, look at games. Sega's coming out. What's that shit called? Ages. Sega Ages. Remember they're remaking some of the old classics? MotoGP or something like that. Monaco GP. I can't remember. Golden Axe. Space Harrier, I think.
Dude, those games are fun.
Phantasy Star. I wish they would redo Alex Kidd in Miracle World. That was one of the best games I ever played. The rest of the ones suck, but Miracle World was awesome.
The Genesis?
No, it was for the Sega Master System.
Oh,
not for the Genesis. Yeah. Anyway, point is, they're going to be redone on the PlayStation 2, and they're going to be 2D, too, because they're not going to, like, I think. I'm pretty sure they're not, like, completely revamping the game, you know, like, shit, maybe they are. I haven't seen much details on it other than the fact that they're coming out. I'd like to find out what they're doing for, like, Space Harrier. Are they going to actually make a 3D engine, or is it still going to be 2D with just fat graphics now? That'll be interesting. You know what? I'm not sure. Well, in any case, as long as it appears 2D and plays 2D is what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Games were fun like that. Look at Contra. Believe it or not, I've actually been firing that up occasionally. I suck ass, but it's fun. On PlayStation 2?
Oh.
Contra?
2D one?
Yeah. And it's cool.
Yeah, I don't think I got it.
I have it. It's like $20 now. It's awesome, dude. It's worth it. It's worth it. You know, it's an old, fun game. Because you look at something like Zelda, and I'll never play that again. The Wind Waker, I'll never play it again. I hate it.
Are you going to sell right away now?
I probably won't, just for the simple fact I'll have it.
Oh.
You know, just because it's Zelda, and I know at some point I'll want to go back and I'll want to play it at least a little bit. Like, that's why I'm getting the compilation disc, you know, so I have Zelda 1, I'll have Adventure of Link.
Yeah.
The only thing is it doesn't have a Link to the Past on it, which is the Super Nintendo one,
Dude, you mean for a fucking Game Boy.
I know, I have it, I know, but it sucks. They should have had it all in the one disc. It would have been cool to have, like, the ultimate disc, you know,
all
this all real shit.
Zelda.
Yeah.
Maybe in 2020 they will make one.
Yeah, after they have a couple more stupid Zeldas
out.
There's
a special disc. Which holds a 300 terabytes. And then it's...
One of the more quick things I want to talk about was, and this was an article about the time, like the size of games. And I could not believe that this article blew me away so much so that I wanted to talk about it. The article was from Eurogamer.net, and it's called Less is More. And the article talks about games like, let's say, I'm just going to use it as an example, Final Fantasy. How long does it take to play through a Final Fantasy?
I don't know, average, probably
50 hours. Well, okay, we'll just say 40, 50 hours. And for argument's sake, let's just say it sucks, okay? Now, I know people like it. I know some of them...
Don't hold me back.
Yeah, I'm just using it for an example. Okay, well, okay, fuck it then. Game X takes 50 to 60 hours to beat. It's hyped up in the stores and online and in the magazines and everything. It's $50 to buy, 40 to 60 hours of gameplay, and it sucks. Okay? It sucks. Zelda. It took me a long time. I put way too much time into a game that I hated. Just to beat it, just to get it out of the way. It sucked. Now, look at a game like Max Payne, Max Payne 2, Sly Cooper, Thebus Raccoonus, or whatever that is, right? Short games. When I say short, I'm talking 10, 20 hours. Okay? Dot Hack Infection. Right? What did you just say? I don't think everybody heard that. You said it's pretty damn short.
Yeah.
Think about it. Now let me ask you this. What's the best game you've ever played?
A lot. Best game I've ever played.
See, now, when somebody asks me, I say Final Fantasy VI, I know what I think is the best, you know? There's a handful of fat games that I really like.
But
I have, like, a top 10 list, so don't you?
No, I don't.
Secret of Mana, then. Okay, fuck you.
Okay.
Secret of Mana. Okay, so on one hand, Wolf has a 60-hour role-playing game. And on the other hand, Wolf has a 20-hour Secret of Mana. Which would you rather play?
Because
the 20-hour game, because it's fat, because it's good. Okay, now the point of the article, okay, the whole point of this guy's article was that people don't have enough time to play games. So why are we seeing games that are like 80 hours, 100 hours? Look at Baldur's Gate 2. Okay, that was a fat game, but it was way too long. But it wasn't because it was fat. That's part of what made it fat. But I can't talk.
There's no such thing as a long fat game.
That's just it. That's just it. I have issues with that because if a game is good enough, you don't care. You never want it to end.
No.
Exactly. So what's wrong with finding a massively multiplayer online game like that?
Get off my nuts.
Okay.
No, I just don't want to pay to play. No.
But it's cheaper than other games.
I don't care. It's endless.
So you're an idiot then.
It's endless. It's cheap. Kiss my ass.
Yeah. See, you have nowhere to go. I got the logic on this one.
No, you got my ass.
But okay. The point of the article was that people don't have enough time to sink into these 80-hour games. Now, you know, I know most of the world has to go to work 8 hours a day. They have a family they have to deal with. They have other issues to deal with. And they're lucky to get in, you know, an hour a day. Some people are lucky to even see that much.
Poor bastards.
I know. Well, but, you know, hey, priority.
I'm going to be one of that person.
Yeah, well, you're retarded. See, I'm never going to do that. That's just stupid.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right, nothing, man. This is all I have and all I ever wanted since I was 6 with games, okay? I made my decision then that this is what mattered.
You sure you don't want to grow up to be a pilot?
By a what?
You don't want to grow up to be a pilot, fly a jet?
Why the hell would I want to fly a jet?
I don't know.
I could be a jet pilot and fly rubber dog shit out of Hong Kong. That would be exciting. But, well, okay, the whole point of this article was it made a whole lot of sense to me. I do not like looking at a review for a game or reading a review for a game and it says it's kind of short, it's 25 hours, oh my god, don't buy this game. And what happened? I don't buy it. Look at Max Payne 2. Those people that played it said it was one of the best games they've played in a long, long time.
That's not how we get it.
Yeah, it's out, but it's a 6-hour game. Right? But you know what? That 6 hours is probably the best 6 hours. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would have rather played Max Payne 2 than Zelda. And it would have taken me 6 hours. You know? It was more worth it. Okay? Now, the article goes on to talk about cost. What if, like, okay, everybody remembers Daikatana. How long did it take him to make that? 4 or 5 years, some shit like that? Some ridiculous amount of time. Remember Daikatana? It sucked, right? Remember? Don't you remember? Okay, the rest of the world remembers Daikatana. Alright? You're about useless, I swear to God. Daikatana blew ass. It was a horrible game.
So that's why I probably couldn't remember it.
Yeah, but still, any gamer should know about it. It's the butt of most of the jokes, or for a lot of jokes for a long time. Anyway, it sucked. It was $50 to buy when it first came out. It was horrible, and it was kind of long. Now, wouldn't it had been better if instead of releasing, instead of taking 4 or 5 years to release one shitty game, they took a year to release one shitty game. And if it sold well, because they sold it for $25 or $30, cheaper than $50 for a shitty game, and if it didn't sell well, they just stopped. What if Dot Hack was complete ass? The first one. What if, what's the first one called? Infection.
Infection.
What if Infection was a horrible, horrible game? I liked it. You liked it.
Yeah.
Lots of people like it. Modem probably hates it. What if...
He hates everything.
Actually,
swear
I think
to
he...
God.
I know. Oh, you know what? Just for his sake, actually, he did have a good argument about Dot Hack, but I did want to make sure that was clear. Because remember we were talking about the price and how it kind of wasn't worth
$200.
$200. He does have a point that we forgot to mention that I think sways the vote. You get a half an hour video in there, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we didn't mention that, but you also get some anime. So, or 45 minutes, even. How long? You know?
Yeah.
Some people, that matters. Some people want that, some people don't. You know? So that's something to consider. Something to consider that we forgot to mention last time that we were talking about. Anyway. I think I'm down for the idea of, the shorter and small and cheaper releases. You know, like, if Dot Hack sucked, and they released the first one, and it was horrible...
Nobody will buy second one and third
one. Exactly. But that's a good thing. Why? Because they wouldn't have even made the second and third and fourth.
Yeah.
Therefore, the company would not have only saved time and money, they could be working on something else that might be fat.
Right.
And this is a good article. I highly recommend everybody go read it and put some thought into it. You know, maybe...
It's about Bandai or something.
But, yeah.
Bandai? They make lots of animes, too. Huh?
Yeah, they got lots of cool stuff. Really cool. That's like... Them and Atlas, so like the two companies that Modem Tough doesn't hate.
God.
Anyway, let's see, what else we got here? I know, huh?
I'm not a fucking joking, bro.
He hates Indiana Jones and Mario 64. I don't, it's just like, as American as apple pie right there, I just don't understand it. Anyway.
Alright,
we're just making jokes about hanging out on IRC with people, so if you don't understand, well, hang out on IRC. Alright, this one I got today from DVX, actually, dropped me a note just as I was doing the last finishing touches on the notes, on the notes for the show. Looks like there's going to be a price drop in Japan on the Xbox in time for Christmas, November 20th. Right now it's 24,800 yen for an Xbox.
Holy shit. $225. Oh, that's still expensive.
Compared to our, what, 170?
170.
Yeah, whatever, it's not that far off. Anyway, think about shipping. We ship it there, not here.
Okay.
Right? Okay. So anyway, according to the rumors, November 20th, it's going to drop to 16,800 yen, which is $152.
Fuckers.
That'll be cheaper than here.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to get dropped too, then.
Maybe. I think they're giving us a bunch of bundle packs.
Okay.
They're giving us a bunch of crap, like 2 months of Xbox Live, Tetris Worlds, and that other stupid game.
Wow, I'm excited.
Yeah, I don't know about any of that. Another one of the quick news things I had to mention really quick, just to make sure everybody was clearly aware of some of the things going on in the gaming world, was Diablo 2 1.10 patch came out. Now, this was a huge drop of news for some people. Diablo 2, a new patch came out.
Lord of Destruction?
I'm sure it works for the expansion, too. I'm sure it does. But I'm sure it's for the regular also. But the point is, this patch is more like a small expansion pack than it is a patch.
Whoa.
They added a ton of shit. This was the patch people have been waiting months for. You still have that game?
Yeah, I still have a first one.
I know, all of a sudden you stood up off the floor, your eyes opened again, suddenly you're part of the show.
Wait.
Seriously, they added a bunch of new items and they totally stopped the cheating, I guess.
That's
a bunch
awesome.
Of people are pissed off because they can't have their hacked items anymore.
Good.
I know, good,
fuckers.
Exactly.
Should be banned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you use fucking hack items, you should be banned. No matter if some people gave it to you or you fucking just made
it. Yeah, I don't care. It's still cheating.
Bullshit.
Exactly.
Like, fuck cheaters.
Yeah, so anyway, that's some really good news. People out there they were just hopping. The message boards were just going crazy.
Yeah.
People were dying.
I'm all over that.
Yeah, I know you're going to check it out now. Of course, you'll probably forget.
Hey, puppy.
Oh, shit. The last little quick bit I had was something that we had for the Dreamcast. It was just fucking ungodly. we had a VGA box, you know, because remember the Dreamcast actually put out VGA signals. Now, it's my understanding, I don't think these things, today's consoles, put out VGA signals, but they have some pretty ghetto-ass converters that try, and they don't really work that well. Well, I came across some website. Now, we saw one at the store for $50, but it's made by Pelican. And I don't know about anybody else, but I think Pelican seems to make kind of garbage. Have you ever buy any of their stuff? It's ghetto.
No.
All their stuff kind of falls apart. It's just cheap. But anyway.
Made in China?
So, yeah. So, I mean, I looked at this thing online and didn't get too in-depth into it, but it looks kind of hardcore, and it's a little bit more expensive. If I remember right, it's $65. But it looks serious. It looks like it means business. It's a VGA adapter for your Xbox. The website is www.x2vga.com. Might be worth checking out for some of you that like to play on your monitors, because you know it looks way hella better than a damn TV. So that's something to check out. And that kind of wraps it up for my little quick news bits that I had that I didn't really have a whole lot to talk about.
Well, how about that?
That's the big story I'm sitting right that I got on the page.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Ready
for some screaming, and I better get the fuck back off the microphone, I think.
Yeah.
Because I think
it's gonna be loud.
I think I need a Fig Newton for this. I need to relax, take a deep breath with me, because we're about to talk about
some fucked up lawyer, piece of shit, fucking mummy sucking
halfway
heinous bastard.
I think you covered it pretty well. That's it. We're done. It's okay. So check. God damn, these things are good. Raspberry. Check. Okay. This guy's name is Jack Thompson, aka
Jack
Asshole.
AKA.
All right. He gets the dickhead award from us.
AKA okay. Jack me off.
Him. And Senator Joseph Lieberman, who we all know, Okay, but Jack Thompson, this guy is the lawyer who is suing the makers of Grand Theft Auto and, like, the retailers. Like, he's selling Sony, Take-Two Interactive, those are the guys who published it.
Oh, yeah.
And, Walmart, of all people.
Walmart?
Because they have money. Notice he doesn't go after, like, Electronics Boutique because they're not as big.
Right.
You know, he goes after the ones that have money. Walmart. Okay? Now I need some Pepsi to wash that down. Damn. That was a good Fig Newton. Alright. Let me get pissed.
Okay.
Anyway, this guy makes his fucking career off suing game companies. He's done this before. He's also responsible. Go to his website. I got it right here. Stop Kill. You gotta love that.
Stop Kill.
StopKill.com. Jack Thompson, email the fuck out of this retard. This is the guy. He, you know what he is? He's an anti-free speech lawyer. That's what he is. You know, that's all. It sounds like
that's
this guy.
Fucking America.
You know, exactly.
You have the rights for free speech.
Yeah, but not according to this guy.
Here's my free speech. Fuck you, jackass, me off,
Thompson.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's free speech. And you know what he's going to say? Oh, well, this is the problem with free speech. And he's probably going to sue us now, but he can suck my hairy ass. All right? He sues game companies before. He was responsible for a whole bunch of bullshit like this. He did, remember Doom? the Doom thing with the kids in the Columbine or whatever the hell? However the hell you say that? That place.
Colorado?
Yeah. The place in Colorado.
High school shooting?
He did the Ice-T song, Cop Killer.
You know,
he's responsible for the reason all this shit is not there. Now, granted, he's been failing at the video game stuff, okay?
Good.
Yeah, he has been, but I don't think he's going to now. I mean, I don't know why, just because he gets so much media attention. This guy is a media whore.
Someone fucked up.
Go to his website. Okay, he posts, like, awards for shit he's won for censoring art and expression. You know, like it's a good thing. Like, oh, I'm the one who stopped, you know, this fucking CD from coming out because I didn't like what they had to say. It's fucking bullshit. This guy claimed that Halo has trained snipers.
Oh my god, Halo?
Halo has trained snipers because, according to this guy.
Fucking army
fucking
trainer. Why don't he fucking sue the army?
The fucking army.
U.S. Army.
They released that America's Army game.
Oh,
Are you telling me that a game that is ultra realistic is not, in his words, training more snipers than Halo?
Oh,
you know,
Jesus
are you out of your
Christ.
Fucking mind, you fucking jackass fucker. Are you? I swear to God, I get so pissed when I was reading this earlier.
Yeah,
I was
another
recording by myself.
Fucking piece
this is
of
fucking
shit.
Bullshit. He's the lawyer for the family of Aaron Hamill, the guy that killed Remember they were shooting cars with shotguns on the side of the road? Remember that? Okay, listen to what this fucking guy said. This is a direct quote. Thompson has promised a huge verdict, which would, quote, take their blood money from them and send a message to their board that they have to stop this practice or there will be other suits on behalf of other people killed by these games. A direct fucking quote.
Fucking
Does this
God.
Guy have his head up his ass or what?
See?
Okay? These motherfucking kids are the problem. It's okay. Where the fuck are their parents? It's not the games. First of all, the one kid was 14. What's he doing playing Grand Theft Auto? I'm sorry.
That's him.
Okay, exactly. Right in the church.
In the church.
His 17-year-old brother was playing, okay? So, he's 17, he's a fucking retard then. He's got problems in the brain, okay? They're suing these kids. They can only, the game companies, and these kids are only getting jail or whatever until they're 19.
Oh my god.
So the one kid gets like 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
That's it. And then he's off scot-free.
Oh, fucking bottom
because
of fucking prison.
Dude, oh, I see.
You know, the Thompson guy, if I see, I run on him all around the freeway, I'm gonna put on the reverse.
No shit. Just like Grand Theft Auto, motherfucker. I'll
yeah,
put
that's
all right. Over. Okay. The best part is that they get off. The kids get off scot-free. They get $246 million. $246 million is what the guy's suing for the family. And the kids get 3 years. The one kid gets more because he was younger, 5 years, whatever. From Sony, Take-Two, and Walmart, right? I sure hope that eases your pain and suffering. I sure hope that's fucking what they wanted was money. And they feel so much better about it now. And it was
better. I still feel better about my life.
It's fucking bullshit.
But I was going to be so rich.
Yeah.
You know?
So I'm okay.
So I'm okay.
It's not about that. You know, don't fucking get a lawyer and try to sue the huge company.
Especially a fucking jackass lawyer.
You know, yeah, exactly. A fucking media whore who fucking makes his living off of this.
I have free speech.
Yeah, and the worst part is he's doing better than most of us. This guy makes an assload more money than any of us ever will see, probably, on this one case. Right? Going against everything. Okay? Oh, it pisses me off to know.
Goddamn, we'll go home play more Halo, dude.
These fucking kids, these motherfucking kids from Backwoods, Tennessee, better never pick up another controller in their goddamn life or I will fucking shove it down their throats. If these fucking kids get out of their little thing and they're allowed to go out and play video games, which they blamed, and if they're allowed to, that's it, that's fucking bullshit. That's it. They will fucking, oh man, I swear to God. This is how fucked up the situation is. They'll go out and kill somebody else and blame it on whatever new game. It'll be Doom 4 or Quake 4 by then.
Whatever.
You know?
Yeah.
And then this jackass will get to move back in on him and get some more fucking money out of him. $200 million of the companies. Blood money.
$200 million? Fucking he got 50%? Jesus fucking
Christ.
Does
he get 50? I don't think he gets
50%. I don't know.
But
get a fucking
dude, even if he gets like 10%, you know, 1% is still a fucking ass load of money.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
for a fucking piece of shit lawyer?
For a piece of shit lawyer who fucking is all about anti-free speech and censoring, you know? I mean, what the fuck? He has nothing to do with it. It's training snipers through Halo.
Oh,
are you out
Christ.
Of your fucking mind? Oh my god, dude, this seriously pisses me off to no fucking end, dude. I swear to god. Why aren't these kids gonna be locked up forever? Okay?
It's not the
games, it's those
fucking kids die in the prison.
Dude, I said they're not going to prison either. They're going, because they're kids, they're going to like some kind of like halfway house kind of thing.
Doesn't matter.
They're going to
fucking bother them.
They're going to white collar resort prison.
Not ass pounding.
Not pounding in the ass prison, prison like they should be. Okay, that's what they fucking need, right? That'll straighten out real fucking quick. Turn them out, leave them out in a trailer to live in backwoods fucking Tennessee and play all the fucking video games they want. Fucking assholes. This is the kind of stupid shit that gets me all fucking fired up, because you get a bunch of ignorant ass motherfuckers out there who don't know the first fucking thing about it, and they start laying on the law because they got the money and the press behind them. It's fucking bullshit. I'm fucking done.
That's
it.
Fuck this shit.
This is fucking
I'll catch
bullshit. You know, I wanted to talk about some fucking movies and the fucking
no
games.
No mood, no mood.
You know what? This is fucking bullshit. It's time to go play some games where I kill people and bathe in their fucking
blood. I run them over fucking
blood
50 times. Kill Bill.